In today's episode, you'll discover why your child sharing personal information with you isn't scary, it's sacred. Welcome to More Human, More Kind, the podcast for parents of LGBTQ+ kids and anyone trying to stay human in a world that keeps hardening. I'm Heather Hester, and here we talk about fear, belonging, boundaries, courage, love, and what it means to protect what matters without losing yourself in the process. Your child doesn't just need a parent who's informed, they need a parent who is grounded and strong. Let's take a breath and let's begin. Welcome to More Human, More Kind. I'm Heather Hester. This is where we have the conversations that help us stay human, especially in these moments that feel uncertain, really emotional, or overwhelming. Because most of the time, being human doesn't look perfect. It looks like showing up, staying open, and choosing connection, even when we're not sure what to say. In today's episode, you will see why the moment your child says, "Mom, I'm gay," or bi, or trans, is not a crisis, but a powerful opening for connection. You will understand what your child may actually be experiencing beneath the words, and you will walk away with grounded, easy ways to respond with calm, clarity, and love. So let's gently interrupt that first thought that might have rushed in when you heard those words. This is happening too fast. What if they're wrong? What does this mean for their future? I want you to just pause. This moment is not the beginning of something going wrong. It's the beginning of your child letting you in. When your child says, "Mom, I think I'm gay," or bi, or trans, or queer, or questioning, what they're really saying is, "I'm noticing something about myself. I'm trying to make sense of it. And most of all, I'm hoping you're a safe place to land." This isn't a declaration, it's an invitation into their process, into their thoughts and their world. It is your child asking you to see them. And here is what I want you to really, really understand with this. When your child says this to you, you have hit the jackpot of parenting. Not because this moment is easy and not because you suddenly have all of the answers, but because your child chose you. They didn't have to tell you. They could have kept this to themselves. They could have figured it out somewhere else or with someone else, but they came to you. That means they trust you. That means they feel something in you that says, "I might be safe here." And that trust, that is the foundation for everything that comes next. Research from the Trevor Project shows that many LGBTQ+ youth delay coming out or never come out because they fear rejection, they fear misunderstanding, or they fear that loss of connection. And according to the Human Rights Campaign, only a minority of LGBTQ+ youth feel completely safe being open with their families. So if your child came to you, that means that they trust you, that they feel some level of safety, that they believe on some level that you can handle this information. That's not small. That is everything. So let's talk about what that means. When your child says, "I think I'm fill in the blank," there are a few important truths underneath that sentence. First, "I think" equals exploration. They're in discovery mode, not certainty. two, identity unfolds over time. This is not a one-time conversation. It's a series of becoming moments. And three, this is about identity, not behavior. That is a clear distinction. This is about who they are, how they experience themselves, not something to fix or to evaluate. I get a lot of questions about the coming out process or the stages of coming out, which were adapted and created by Vivian Cass. And I will likely do some really deep dive episodes on it soon. But for the purpose of this episode, this is a very simplistic way to look at each stage. You definitely don't need to memorize them. Just listen for context purposes. So the first stage is identity confusion. What am I feeling? The second is identity comparison. Could I be different? The third is identity tolerance. I might be this. The fourth is identity acceptance. This is part of me. The fifth, identity pride. I want to express this. And the sixth is identity integration. This is one part of my whole self. Your child is likely somewhere in those early stages, which means they don't need certainty from you. What they need is space, safety, and steadiness. Let's make this really simple and really doable because, in this moment, while your words do matter, your energy matters even more. So, if you haven't already, here are a few things that you can say to your child. You can say, "Thank you for telling me." Simple. "I'm really glad you came to me." "I'm here with you no matter what." These statements matter because they are anchoring statements. They tell your child, you're not in trouble. You're not too much. And you didn't just change how I feel about you. And if you want to add even another layer to that, you can say, "You don't need to have this all figured out. We can take this one step at a time." Because remember, your child said, "I think." They're not asking you to confirm anything. They're asking you to stay. So, even with the best of intentions, we all say things that we wish we wouldn't have said. So, here are a few things not to do or not to say. This is where so many loving parents accidentally create distance, not because they don't care. On the contrary, because they care so much. Try to avoid interrogating with rapid-fire questions like, "When did this start? Are you sure? Who influenced this?" Even if they come from curiosity, they can feel like pressure or doubt. Don't jump to conclusions, saying things like, "This is just a phase." Or on the flip side, immediately labeling or defining things for them. Let them lead their own discovery. Don't make it about your fears, saying things like, "What does this mean for your future? This is going to be so hard." Those thoughts are real, and we will make space for them, but your child cannot hold your fear and their process at the same time. Your real power is not in having the perfect response, but in how you show up. Regulate yourself first. First thing that you want to do right away, before you respond, take a breath. Even a small pause can shift everything because your child will feel your nervous system before they process your actual words. Stay curious instead of reactive. Curiosity sounds like, "Do you want to tell me more? How long have you been thinking about this?" This is not a data gathering mission. This is an effort to understand them. So open-ended questions, questions that are, I wonder, or you can even say, I'm curious. Let this be a conversation, not a verdict. This is not a one-time talk that the two of you are going to have. This is the beginning of an ongoing relationship conversation. There's nothing that needs to be decided today, nothing to finalize, nothing to fix, just something for you to hold. You absolutely will not get this perfect, so just take that out of your brain right now. But that's not what they're looking for anyway. Your child is looking for you to just be you. So why am I telling you this? Why am I sharing all of this? Because I've been here. I've been where you are. I have felt what you are feeling. And because I've been with so many parents in this exact moment, I've sat with them. I've listened to them. The pause, the racing thoughts, the fear of getting it wrong. And I've also seen what happens next when a parent chooses that curiosity over control, being present over being panicked, and having connection with their child over needing to have certainty. Something shifts, not just for your child, but for the entire relationship. This moment becomes an opening, a doorway, not a divide. So let's just take a human moment and take a breath together, because this is a big moment and you don't have to navigate it perfectly, just honestly. So take a few moments right now and ask yourself, what am I feeling right now? And can I allow that feeling without letting it lead? What does my child need from me in this moment versus what is my fear telling me to do? Can I choose connection even if I don't fully understand yet? What would it look like to be a safe place, not a perfect parent? Or maybe even more simply, can I stay? Can I listen? Can I love them right here in this moment? This week, try this. When your child shares something vulnerable, whether it's big or small, pause before responding. Take one breath and say, thank you for trusting me. That one sentence builds safety faster than anything else. You don't need to have this all figured out to be a safe place for your child, but you do need support, language, and a place to process what's coming up for you too. That's exactly what I share on my Substack. Each week, I write the deeper layer, the stories, the nuance, the moments we don't always say out loud, the parts of parenting and identity and being human that don't fit into quick advice. If you're in this space right now, holding love and fear, questions, hope all at one time, you don't have to do that alone. Join me on Substack for thoughtful guidance, honest reflection, and steady support as you navigate this. You can click on the link at the top of the show notes or find me at heatherhester-morehumanmorekind. So today we talked about why this moment is actually a sign of deep trust, what your child may really mean when they say, I think I'm gay or bi or trans. You fill in the blank. And how to respond in ways that build connection instead of distance. And here's what I want to leave you with. You don't have to have all of the answers to be exactly the parent your child needs. You just have to stay in it with them. Thank you for being here and for doing this work, for choosing to show up with courage and care, even when it's hard. Until next time, take care of yourself, take care of each other, and keep choosing to be a little more human and a little more kind.